Star Market Celtics tonight continues from the Garden. It is the Celtics. It is the Brooklyn Nets. It is mere moments from now. But as we all know, with great anticipation, first comes our conversation with the head coach, brought to you as always by Star Market's Just For You Digital App. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. I was thinking in this day and age, Player of the Month is awesome. But at what point does it become, I mean, we have Player of the Week. Why not have, like, Player of the Day? Player of the first half.
I'm sure we do somewhere, don't we?
All this stuff becomes arbitrary, right, at some point.
I'm sure they do somewhere.
Player of the day?
Yeah.
Well, I just learned that.
Yeah, don't we have a player of the game after each game?
I suppose at some level everybody sponsors something.
Yeah, you get a Tommy point or the Tommy award at the end of every game, and then do you guys have a radio player of the game after the game?
Not really. It depends on my mood.
Yeah. Yeah. have you ever been a part of a group that has had a player of the game, like a sponsor?
Oh,
and you're just like,
absolutely.
Man, I cannot pick this.
Right.
Like,
this
today,
is a bad night. You lose by 50. Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you do that day? Did you give it to somebody anyways?
I don't. You know what? I don't know what. That's more of a Tommy thing, because Tommy will find a way to get the Tommy award to somebody if you lose by 80.
Yeah. Had a great tip in with a second left.
Right. Exactly. Hustle play, something like that.
That's why we love him.
Is there any asterisk involved in this being a leap year with the Tatum award today? I didn't want to, because he had one
did
extra.
Did we play
day.
On?
Yes, of course.
February
29th? Saturday night was leap year day. I don't know if that affected it.
I think the award was already in the bag.
Really?
I think he had already earned it by then. So, no, there was no asterisk next to it. If there was, it would be a good asterisk, right? Because he had to earn it for one more day.
As always, we're goofing around here, as we are wont to do. But still, when a younger player,
it is an interesting discussion, though.
When a younger player, it's actually not. But when a younger player gets, rarely is anything we come up with an interesting discussion. But for a younger player to get this for the first time, this is part of. It's not like he has been lacking in national recognition over the last month. But I suppose of all the things to be able to put on your trophy case for the first time, it's a nice. Also, there's an element of these being team awards too.
Yeah, I thought you prided yourself on asking questions that nobody else asked.
What else do you want me to do? It just happened. It just happened. He won an hour ago. This is the first person you're talking to.
But it's going
to
be. That's going to be.
That's
for
not
sure
my
a
fault.
Question. Hold on. I haven't really thought about it, but at least this is good.
I got it first.
Well, he's a great player who's really getting better every single day. He works really hard.
Good.
He's got a great attitude. He's a great teammate, and we're really thrilled he's here. He had a great month.
Wow. I should have just wrapped it up from there.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, you know what? I'm glad
you – It was a combination of all the questions I've been answering for the last few weeks.
Exactly right. I'm glad you had the practice, because you obviously needed it. All right, let's talk about the physicality instead of the Rockets game on Saturday. Came up a lot, and not just Saturday, in both games, really, with the Rockets. And it made me think, in the interest of trying to be different at some level, if the other team is taller, they're taller. If the other team is faster, they're faster. But when the other team is more physical, particularly when it comes to a team that switches screens – that strikes me as something at least you can do something about.
I think that, you know, it's one of those games. You can often point to games where you don't play as physical as the other team. They're just physical. The plays that we would like to have back are the transition plays that Westbrook had and the blockouts that we missed, especially the ones in the fourth quarter. Those added up. But, you know, on a couple of them, we hit them to block them out outside the paint, and they kind of bulldozed us and went right through us and got the ball. And I will say this, they are hard to play against. They're very, very strong. You know, somebody asked me today in the scrum at shoot-around, like, you know, what do you do about that strength? I just pointed to the weight room. Like, those guys are just big, strong guys. And, you know, it's a good example of when you are playing against guys like that, you can't lean on them. You have to create better space. You have to be able to cut. You have to cut hard, and we had our moments where we did a really good job of that, and we had our moments where their physicality won out.
Let me confirm this first. The intentional missed free throw, that is something you practice, right?
We have, yes.
All right, so here's what I was wondering. Of course, it is, and that came up. I was wondering when, because it seems like we go through a whole year of talking about how you never really get to practice. When do you have time to work on those 100-to-1 type plays?
Yeah, I gave our guys a – you know, I was complimenting them yesterday in film, because we actually had a, like, group workout day where, you know, one group lifted, one group worked out, and it was really just a light day, and we ended it with that maybe 2 months ago, and we just talked about exactly what we want to do, and there's, you know, it's not, you know, brain surgery, but we talked about where we wanted to be, what we wanted to think about doing, there's one or two things that I think is unique about it, and our guys did a great job of remembering and executing on the fly.
You just played five games without Kemba, and obviously that'll be a sight for a lot of sore eyes for him finally to be back. All these games were against the West, and you look at the success you had, and you won three of the five, and obviously you go down to the wire with the Rockets and Lakers. Could you have envisioned having those kind of performances without Kemba, say, in October or November?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. This stretch continues, and it was a stretch that we pointed to all year that we knew was going to be really difficult. And it doesn't get any easier. You know, I think that this team tonight is obviously, you know, another team that you're playing at the wrong time. You know, they've lost a couple in a row. You know, they talked about it, and they're a prideful group. They're extremely well coached, and they're used to figuring out ways to win and over the last 2 years. And so we're going to have to be really good tonight. But, you know, having Kemba back is good, but tonight we won't have Tatum. We've got to make sure that we continue to have other guys step up.
You made reference to it. They beat Toronto. They beat Indiana. They had those narrow defeats games they easily could have won against Miami or Philadelphia. Watching them, and obviously, you know, without Kyrie, he's not the only guy that's been out, and they have had to maneuver together different guys. Torian Prince and LeVert playing together, all of a sudden, those two guys seem to be playing off each other. That seemed to have made them more dangerous.
They've got four really good perimeter players around what I think is 48 minutes of great center play.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't played against LeVert yet, and he missed both of those games in November. And, you know, he's been one of the up-and-coming young guards in the league for a while now. He's had a great end of the year last year. He's had another great year this year. Dinwiddie, you know, very easily could have been an all-star. And then Harris and Prince are great wings. You know, they just know their role. They play it really well. They cut hard. They move the ball. And they make shots. And, you know, they're hard to play against. The other thing that they do is they crash the glass. So if we stand around and watched, like we did at times on Saturday, then we will pay for it.
What causes that? Because it seemed like there was – is that adrenaline sometimes? Is it, you know, mental lapses, and that's what seemed like those were. Where does that come from?
So the one thing about Houston, because you're so help conscious of Harden, is they have a lot of cutting on their weak side. And as a result, we were zoned up, and we had a lot of moving parts on that side too. So we were taking cutters, you know, Xing the different guys, talking out the almost rotating on that side so that we could overload our help to Harden. And that was part of the reason why we missed a few blockouts, because we got to the right places to challenge shooters. We didn't always get to that next step, and that next step is finishing the play and blocking out as you're rotating to a new guy.
That's the head coach. You and I were.
How was that? That was
a great
boring
basketball answer, and you couldn't even help yourself. You had to go. It was a nice basketball answer in and of itself, a great explanation, but then you had to go and have this self-conscious moment about it might be boring for a couple of people. But I think, you know, we all have to live with that.
Well, that's good news, but I'm worried about our whole audience.
Speaking of not being boring.
You said a couple of people.
Who knows by the time these things whittle down to the very end. You and I both got a chance to visit and spend time with John McEnroe tonight, and it made me wonder, did you ever think you would have a job one day where people like that would just wander into your office randomly?
No.
Where one day it's this guy, and now I'm talking to Hubie Brown, and hey, look, John McEnroe's in my office.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a joke when you think about it. We are both so lucky, right? And, you know, he was just doing a tour of our – you know, our locker room and our locker area and our offices, and he just stopped in and popped his head in. I play tennis with, you know, a couple of buddies. We're on a text chain where we'll just get together in the summer and, you know, send one out and says who can meet at the court at whatever time. And I text them all and said, think I'm going to raise my game after tonight. I feel like that 2 minutes had a good effect on my game. So that's a good thing.
And if only you had known him when you were recruiting Gordon.
Do you think that I would be a good person for him to coach?
I think that with all those technicals you've been getting lately, maybe he wouldn't be the great – maybe you need someone to calm you down, temperament coach.
That's probably true.
That's the head coach, Celtics and Nets, next on the WROR Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.